Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 6th January 2021. Top stories for today. The hearing of former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Tun Razak's case involving One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB, is expected to extend beyond the date for the trial of the criminal breach of trust involving 6.6 billion ringgit in government funds facing him and former Treasury Secretary General Tan Sri Muhammad Irwan Serigar Abdullah. Najib's lawyer Tan Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdullah told the court that the 1MDB trial would take a long time as the case was still in the cross-examination stage of the 10th prosecution witness, who is former 1MDB Chief Executive Officer Muhammad Hazim Abdul Rahman. The prosecution is expected to call 60 witnesses. Foreign Minister Dato Sri Hishamuddin Hussein said he is willing to resign from his post if ordered to do so by his party UMNO. He is the second UMNO man in the Perikatan National Cabinet to make the offer after Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin. Meanwhile, MIC President Tan Sri S.A. Vigneswaran said the party was not informed about UMNO Secretary-General Dato Sri Ahmad Maslan's appointment to replace Anwar. MIC also questioned the removal of Tan Sri Anwar Musa as the Barisan National Secretary-General yesterday without consultation with all BN component parties. MCA also expressed surprise about Anwar's removal as BN Secretary-General, saying the component parties were not consulted nor the decision made by BN Supreme Council. Johor PKR Deputy Chief Jimmy Pua WC wants the Perikatan National PN government to apologise publicly for the termination of the Kuala Lumpur-Singapore High-Speed Rail HSR project. Pua, who is also the Bukit Batok Assemblyman, expressed his dismay that the HSR project has been scuttled due to the personal greed of those in power. The HSR project was initiated when Dato Sri Najib Razak was Prime Minister and suspended by the PH government that won the 2018 general election. In the Georgia runoff elections, Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock won over Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, according to Edison Research projections, but which party will control the chamber remained up in the air with a second runoff undecided. The outcome was not yet determined in the runoff for the Southern State's second U.S. Senate seat, pitting Democratic challenger John Ossoff against Republican incumbent David Perdue. Meanwhile, after a massive prison attack, South Korea rolled out mass testing for 52 prisons in the country and may extend flight suspensions from Britain in a bid to prevent the spread of coronavirus cases. According to Yoon Tae-ho, a senior health ministry official, authorities will complete mass testing on some 70,000 prison inmates and staff nationwide as the number of confirmed cases linked to prisons throughout the country surged to 1,191. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.